My name is Karen Alcini. I'm from the Amsterdam Internet Exchange. There it is. Since we're doing the update for the first time here, I included some background information. That is, if it will follow. Yeah, there it is. AMSIX is a not-for-profit association that was founded in the, well, somewhere in the beginning of the 90s. We are independent and neutral, and it was an association was formed in 1997. The exchange started a little bit earlier, and when it got larger and larger, it was decided to actually form a company that is run. That is actually owned by the association for 100% as a whole. That means that the individual members are all equal and have the 100% of the shares as a whole. So no individual shares there. At the moment, we have about 240 plus members, most of which are ISPs, content providers, hosting providers, carriers, well, everything you could think of, but also a number of mobile telecom providers, because we also host the GRX, which is the GPRS roaming exchange. So port and member statistics are... oops, I should stay here. It's not following the... Okay, page down. Okay, good. Port and member statistics. Thanks. I actually included last year's at the right meeting. We always do this. We do this like half a year, so that would be taking a half year's update. You can see that we've grown with quite a bit in the last year, although it's not much different than previous years. Normally, the member growth and actual port growth is linear. So since the beginning of the exchange, there's been a linear growth of members and ports. The traffic, though, grows exponentially, doubling about every 10 months. I'll get into that later. At the moment, we've got, in January, we had just under, just over 350 ports. The most of which were gig E ports. But we launched in 2004, we launched the 10 gig E service, and we actually had a lot of requests for those last year, up to the fact where it became a little bit problematic at times. We've also seen a lot of in link aggregation. And the FASTI and Ethernet ports also grow still a little bit due to the fact that we have that GRX running. So those are mostly mobile service providers connecting to the GRX VLAN. Okay, how does the topology look? Does it operate that way? Yeah. We have two core switches. Those are Foundry RX16s. We implemented those at the end of 2005. And we needed them badly at that time to be able to support the 10 gig E growth, port growth. And we connect MG8s, all Foundry. We're a Foundry shop. The MG8s are actually for the 10 gig E access of the members. And we have 7 edge switches at 4 locations. Those are scattered throughout Amsterdam over 4 co-locations that we have. 2 of those are like the original co-locations we started out with, who have a more academic type profile, and we have 2 commercial co-locations or data centers. You can see that there is a blue and a red hub-spoke situation. Either one of the sides is active at one time. So it's either this core switch that is active or it is the other core switch that is active. And the way we do that is we use photonic switches where we connect 10 GigE members, and those connect to an MG8, which is connected to the core switch. And we run VSRP to switch from one core to the other if there is something that we should, whether we should do maintenance or something should be swapped. Or so it's an automatic failover from one to the other. Traffic and volume statistics. If you look at the daily profile, we actually do about 135 gigabits per second. That's the peak traffic, peak public exchange traffic. It's a 5-minute average. And at nights, we're just under 60 gigs of traffic. Looking at volume, the volume that we do grew quite a lot in the last year, from 12 petabytes a month to 29 petabytes a month. And we did a couple of days of 1 petabyte a day in the last month for the first time. I've got some member survey results that I wanted to share with you. We did a member survey in the last at the end of 2005. I've been told that people would be interested in hearing about that. We asked the new members why they joined up with M6, and most of them chose the number of routes that I can get at the exchange, whereas the existing members actually said, I keep being connected because I realize so much savings that there's no reason to disconnect. The performance of the network operating team, so that's basically response to requests, maintenance updates, things like that, keeping the exchange stable and alive, I guess, rated 8.4. And most of the platform parameters that we also report on a monthly basis, like packet loss and delay and jitter, score good to outstanding. And how we report on that and how we actually make this available on the website is we use the RIPE NCC TTM project. So basically that measures traffic and parameters between the switches. The one thing that we didn't score very well on, even so, it was just adequate, is reporting. So we could work on that. We will. Something else that we asked people that responded to the survey is how is your... what is the establishment of peering sessions? Do you have any problems with that? Or is it a good experience that you have? And most parties are having a good experience with setting up the peerings at M6. They can find the peering information. It's all available online, but it's sometimes difficult to actually find. So that is a good score. In terms of the peering policies that are used at M6, most of the parties actually have a open peering policy, which is kind of standard at M6. You have either an open or a semi-open, although obviously there is a large group of carriers that has a restrictive or even more or less closed policy. But 87% chose that they have an open or semi-open policy. About 64% of the participants peer with more than 100 unique ASs. And they are connected to 4-plus exchanges. I excluded the ones that chose for a 10-plus connected exchange, so that the big guys are excluded there. But most of the networks are connected to average 4 exchanges, whereas the ones that were mentioned were D6, Lynx, and LIX, which is the second largest Dutch exchange, and Equinix. And a lot of others were mentioned, but those were the ones that were most mentioned. So development, the 10 gigi take up seems... 2 minutes? I'm almost finished anyway. The 10 gigi take up is continuously high, so we're working on platform development and we're pushing the MGH to the edge. We're replacing those MGH with RX16s. So we keep being challenged by the members in extending and upgrading the platform. M6 didn't have a route server for a long time, and people were asking us to actually set up a route server. So we did, although it's not being used that much yet, that is. You can imagine that having a route server would serve the smaller members a lot in keeping their CPU load low or lower. And it also serves the larger members because they get a lot of requests from the smaller members. And they don't want to set up like a million sessions, so they rather peer with the route server for that. We launched the support of CWDM GE interfaces. There's a lot of developments on voice over IP and enum and SIP support, value-added services that were looking into what should be the position of the exchange, should we do anything with it, or should we keep clear of that? Same goes for streaming and DRM support. It's all value-added services that we may or may not go into ourselves, and if we do, we'd outsource that. Any questions?
Any question? Good. If no, thanks, Cara.
Good.